Shalom to all! Today's episode of Shami Arl, Daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Avonu Menugais and Vilna Sursa Daf. It's on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, about halfway through the beginning of the Amud and Halacha Dalet. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, we concluded yesterday discussing something that's Asr Bana, but then it got burned, and whether it becomes Mutter Bana. So, we have another case the Gemara tells us, Avonu Menugais, we have stones that had a Negat Saras on them. That's because they were part of a house that had Saras on them, and we know that such stones are not only Tamiya, but they're also Asr Bana. Shasan Sid, he turned them into lime, which means he burnt them, and now they're not the same stone anymore. Istanai Tani, those that teach in a Braisa, Alami Tumasan, then now they went up from their Tuma, meaning they're not Tuma anymore. Istanai Tani, Loy Alami De Tumasan, and those that teach that they have not lost their status of Tuma, and they're still Tuma. Now the Gemara tries to make a deal. Manda Amar Alami De Tumasan, according to Manda Amar, that they're not Tuma anymore, Hare El Mutares. That means that they're also Mutar Bana. And Manda Amar Loy Alami De Tumasan, it's only according to Manda Amar that they have not lost their status of Tuma, according to him, Hare El Asurais, so then they're still Asr Bana. However, now we back off from this by saying, even according to Manda Amar, that when they're burned and they're turned into lime, that they lose their Toma status, they're still Asr Bana. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, in regards to Tsaras on a house, Tsaras Mam Eres. It's a cursed Tsaras. And what do we learn from here? 10 Boy Me'era, we have to place a curse on it, and one's not allowed to derive benefit from it, even though it's burned and it was changed from its original status. We continue discussing this. Ravo says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Kalan Israfin, Ephron Mutter. Anything that has to be burned, the ashes from the thing that was burned are Mutter, even though the thing itself beforehand was usher, once it's burned, it's considered something new, and therefore one's allowed to benefit from the ashes. Chutz me'efer abal machmas avodah zarah, except for efer that comes from avodah zarah, even when avodah zarah is burned, one is allowed to benefit from it. The Hasr Rechi Bar Yosef, Kurim of Yechanan, Rechi Bar Yosef asked in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Hare efer abayis, what about the burnt ashes of a house that had saras on it? Hare einu abal machmas avodah zarah, that doesn't come from avodah zarah, v'atomer usher, but you still say that it's usher. It doesn't match up with what we just said, that anything that's burned is mutter except for avodah zarah. This is not avodah zarah, and it's still usher. So Amar Leir, Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Shanyahi, Tsaras is different. Tchsiv, because we have a pasuk, Netitza, Netitza. There's a pasuk by Avodah Zarah that says, Venitats them as Mizbechaisam, that you have to shatter, you have to break their Mizbechais. By a house that has Tsaras on it, it says, Venosats as Habayis, you shall shatter or break the house. And so we have this Xer Shava, Netitza, Netitza, and that tells us that even if the stones of a house that had Tsaras on it get burned, they're still Asr Ba'ana. And moving on to Al-Khadal, we continue to discuss Betel. The Mishnah tells us, Misha Yulei Chavili Tilton Shal Kili Akerem, someone has bundles of fenugreek that are Kalayim, they're Asr. Yidalku, they have to be burned. And it's Arubachem, if they get mixed up into others, Kulon Yidalku, all of them have to be burned. Devar Meir, that's Rameir's opinion. And this is not the first time we've had Rameir's opinion. And we're going to finally come to the explanation in this Mishnah. Bacham Marim Lacham say, Yalabachno Masayim, that's Batal 1 in 200. Now, what is Rameir's reasoning? So, even though we've spoken about this before, as we came across previous Mishnayas, we explained it. What's Rameir's Shita? Shahai Rameir, Aim Rameir says, as Shadarku Limanis Makadesh, something which the Derech is to count it, it's Makadesh, meaning it asers when it gets mixed into something. It's not Batal whatsoever, and that's because it's considered davar chashav. It's darkly manas, and since you count it 1, 2, 3, such as the chavilei tilton, when a person buys fenugreek, he doesn't say give me 5 pounds of fenugreek. He says give me 5 bundles of fenugreek, and therefore it's a davar shadarkli manas. It's chashav and it's makadesh. It asers. Whereas the chamer and the chamim say ain makadesh el shisha dvarim. There are only 6 things that are makadesh. Those things are not going to be batal, but everything else, including chavilei tilton, are not going to be makadesh. They're not going to aser. Now Rabbi Kiva just argues and he says shiva. There are 7 things. The Gemara just clarifies what's with these bundles of tilton. How many stalks are there in a bundle of tilton? 25 stalks. If there's anything less than 25, that's not considered an official bundle, and therefore it wouldn't be considered something. It's only if it has 25 stalks, that's a proper bundle of fenugreek, and then we would have this din apply to it. Now, Rabbi Yonah tells us, 4 of them is a bed. What's this referring to? So, since we just mentioned chavila, a bundle, we have another din in regards to a bundle. There's a Mishnah Maseches Kelim that tells us that a mita is metame chavila. What does it mean that a bed is metame when it's a bundle? We know that a standard bed frame is the 2 long sideboards and the headboard and the footboard, and that's 4 altogether. So a bed is only metame when it's in that state. But if it was dismantled and we don't have these 4 boards, so then it's not metame, and that's what we mean that arba min hoin mita, the only way a bed is metame chavila is if we have all 4 of these. We continue discussing Shitas Rav Meir, Shaya Rav Meir, Aimer v'chulu, and the Mishnah explained that Rav Meir holds something which is darki limanais. We count it. That's the way it's sold, so it's makadesh. And now we have a machlokes about this. Rabbi Yechon, Rav Shem, and Lakish, Chad Amar, one of them says, Divrei HaMeir, Asar Dvar Mekadshin. According to Rav Meir, there's only 10 things that are Mekadesh. And one of these 10 things that fall into the category of Davar Shadarka Limanais, it's only things that are only sold by count. It can't be that sometimes they're sold by weight or some other manner. It has to be that they're only sold by count. They're only sold by minion, by number, and those things will Asar if they get mixed in with something else, and there's not going to be any Betol. But according to this Manda Amar, if it's sometimes sold by number, but sometimes not, so it's not considered Davar Shadarka Limanais. However, Vacharna Amar, the other one says, says Divrav Meir, Kontrav Meir, Kol Advar Mekachin, anything which is even sometimes sold by count, it's Darkly Monois, sometimes yes, sometimes no, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to Aser because it's called a Dover Shadarkly Monois. Now, Lama Tesla on base on top of Yaakov Racha, Omar Shmuasa, Masnisa Pliga, Amanda Omar, Divrav Meir, Kol Advar Mekachin. The following Mishnah argues according to Amanda Omar, who holds that Rav Meir says that Kol Advar Mekachin, that's a proper gear, so not a Sar Advar, but Kol Mekachin. What's the Mishnah? The Tanin Taman, we learned over there in a Mishnah, Amar Yudavida tells us, Loy Huskri Mani Badan, these things were only mentioned, just simply to tell us that one has to for sure take Maaser off of them in all places. What's this referring to? So Mishnah is discussing a Kli Cheres, an earthenware Kli that becomes Tameh, that it has to be rendered unusable in order to be Metaret. This is either by breaking it or by making a hole. And how big does a hole have to be? The size of a pomegranate. But then the Mishnah mentions a type of Rimain called Rimain Badon. And Rabbi Yehuda, who we just quoted in the Gemara, explains that these Rimain Badon are mentioned regarding something different, which Rimainim need Maaser taken from them, not regular ones, because those are grown by Yidden and at most are considered demai. Rimane Badon, however, are only grown by non-Jews and are therefore chayv and meiser. Now, bottom line, we see from here that according to Rav Meir, these Rimane Badon are mekadesh b'chol shehein because they're considered a davar chashev, they're davar shedarkli manos, and not other types of Rimanim. Again, only Rimane Badon are considered chashev, but not other Rimanim. And Rav Racha further explains by asking a question, Ushar kol Rimanim ain't darkly manos, other pomegranates are not darkly manos, we don't sell them by count. Sometimes they are sold by count. El rather, it must be, what's the difference? Rimein Abadon, Aydei Shein Chavivin, since Rimein Abadon are very cherished, they're very beloved, because they're very chashov, darkly monos. They're only sold by count. That is the only way that they're sold. Whereas Sharkol Rimeinim, other Rimeinim, Aydei Shein Chavivin, since they're not so chaviv, they're good, they're geschmack. Everyone likes pomegranates, but they're not as chaviv as Rimein Abadon, ain't darkly monos. They're not only sold by count, they're sold by weight as well, and perhaps in other manners, and therefore they're not Mekadesh. So we see very clearly from this Mishnah, according to the Manda Amar, only Asar Dvar Mekachin, that the only things that are going to Aser, and there's not going to be any Bittul, is if the only way that it's sold is by count and not in any other manner, clearly not like the other Manda Amar that called Dvar Mekachin. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, discussing the things that are Mekadesh and there's not going to be any Bittul. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.